Yeah.
There are hundreds of stalled construction sites around New York City due to the economic downturn. They are symbols of lost opportunities to some, but for the partners behind one restaurant in Kipps Bay in Manhattan, the stalled site next door offered the chance to create their own farm. Sisha Ortuzar is the chef of River Park, a restaurant at the Alexandria Center on the East Side. Zach Pickens manages the restaurant's year-old farm located at the end of East 29th Street on what will someday be the center's West Tower. They're here to talk about peppers, which are having a boffo season for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome, Sisha and Zach.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. So, Sisha, you're growing peppers, other vegetables, and converted milk crates. Why converted milk crates?
Because we're growing everything on a stalled site. It's a, you know, it's a construction site and that it's not being used at the moment. So we had to find a good solution for growing things in containers. And milk crates are just really great containers because they stack, they're easy to carry, so they're really good for that.
So tell me about peppers in particular. Small space requirements, high yield, I'm imagining?
We're growing in cubic foot milk crates, and that's a pretty good size to be growing in. Mainly I've grown in containers. I've grown peppers, especially small pepper plants, in as small as a 2-gallon bucket.
I understand your peppers are super spicy this year. Is there anything about this season or the amount of sunshine or the amount of moisture that aids in a pepper being spicy or sweet, Zach?
Yeah, definitely. The hot or sweet aspects of peppers, it's genetic. So hot peppers are genetically, you know, predisposed to being hot. Now it's a matter of degree. And typically when pepper plants are overwatered, they aren't quite as hot. So it's good to kind of shade towards the underwatering. And, you know, this season hasn't been as dry here as elsewhere, but we really haven't had that much rain.
I'm always a little perplexed by peppers because I belong to a CSA here at WNYC. We got a whole bunch of, I think they were jalapeno peppers, the really smooth green ones. And I didn't know what to do with them. I had 4 or 5, and all I need is a little bit to zest up a meal.
Yeah, it's really easy to preserve them. You don't have to dehydrate or make hot sauce. I mean, it can be a lot simpler. You can just slice them, cover them in vinegar, put them in a little jar in your refrigerator, and then, you know, like 3 months from now, when you can't get your fresh peppers, you know, you might go in there and be like, I'm glad to have that. So after you pickle them, you can drain the vinegar, cover them with oil. Mm-hmm. That kind of helps preserve them.
You brought in a wide variety here. What are some of your favorites?
Well, that one right there, you have
the long one, the Cheyenne.
The Cheyenne, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that one we use in hot sauce quite a bit. But my favorite is the ají verde, which is it's a pepper from where I'm from, which is Chile, and it's not something that's traditionally grown here.
This green, this
yeah.
Green,
so it has
one.
A really nice flavor, not too spicy, but has a very thin. Skin, and it's just really great flavor there. For me, it always just reminds me of summer. Eat it with tomatoes.
Just raw, just slice it and eat it with tomatoes. Yeah. And this sweet little orange one, cute little orange one, mm-hmm. I guess I should say, not sweet as in taste. This is a cacucha or a seasoning pepper, and you broke it open for me to draw attention to the smell.
So this is probably my second favorite. It looks like a habanero or a scotch bonnet. And it has that same aroma, the flavor that anybody who's, you know, had a habanero knows what I'm talking about. Other than the heat, it's a very specific smell and taste to it, which is really great. It's really hard to enjoy when the habaneros are so hot.
Right.
So the seasoning peppers or cachucha or ají dulce, depending where you're coming from, they have all that flavor without the heat. So it's used a lot in Caribbean cooking just for the as a seasoning element, not with the heat. So they look like habanero. So you can look really tough in front of your friends just chewing on them.
Sisha Ortuzar is the chef and partner at River Park, and Zach Pickens is the urban farmer. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
To learn more and to get Sisha's recipe for chilled spicy farm pepper soup, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also ask Sisha and Zach a lightning round of questions for my 60-second stir-fry video series. That additional web content is also on the Culture site. This is WNYC.